Hello, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's Google My Business SEO video, I'm going to give you two tactics that your competition that's using an SEO agency does not want you to know. So during this video, I'm going to give you two tips, two tactics that you can implement right now that are free that will increase your rank in Google Maps. So these two tips will be implemented, and for those that are brand new to local SEO or Google Maps, really at the end of the day, there's three things that you need to worry about. One, proximity to the user. Two, citations. There's two types. Structured citations, that's Yelp, Monta, MapQuest, and there's unstructured citations, name, address, phone number, that are listed anywhere online. So you have proximity, you have citations, and the very last thing to increase your rank on Google Maps is the optimization of your GMB or Google My Business listing. So the two tips that I'm going to give you today, these will directly impact your ranking. The very first one, without using any tools, I'm going to show you how you can find your competition citations. So let's pick a test example. So for a test example, let's go ahead and do SEO. We'll head over here to Maps. Now, we are going to use Maps because our main objective is ranking in the Google Snack Pack or the 3-pack. Now, remember, your local SEO and your Maps rankings are two completely different things. So we're concerned about ranking in Google Maps. So who's the number one ranker in Google Maps? It's SEO Services New York. So that's who we're going to use in this example. So as you can go ahead and see here, let's click on their particular listing in Maps. Let's bring it up, and it's going to give us some valuable pieces of information that we are going to need to find their citations. So we will need their business, and we're going to bring up a notepad for this example. So we're going to copy down their business name. We're going to bring it over here to our notepad, and then we're going to go ahead and grab their phone number, and we're going to copy that and bring that over to our notepad. Now, these two things are very important for finding citations, and I'm going to show you how to do that without tools for free right now. So we're going to go right back over to Google, but leave this up because we're going to use this example for our next tip, tactic, or secret so you can start ranking higher in Google Maps. So let's head over here to the Google platform. That's who we're going to be using today. So the very first thing that we're going to want to do, get this information right here. You're going to go right to the search bar. You are going to type, and there's two of them. You could put all in title or all in text. For this example, I'm going to show you how to do this, but you could manipulate the search strings by using advanced search operators to find citations. With that being said, Google is only going to display at least 100 of these citations because it's duplicated content over the web, but now you have a baseline of the top 100 or maybe a little bit less citations that your main competition is building, so you can go out and build those as well. Remember, if they are ranking in Google Maps and this is what they have, then this is exactly what Google wants to see. So let me go ahead and show you how to do that. You will type all in text, you will type a colon, and then we are going to go ahead and put their business information. So it's SEO Services New York. Make sure you put a space here, and then you're going to put these inside of the quotation marks. So you put their brand name in the quotation marks, and then you put their phone number inside the quotation marks. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and copy, and we're going to search that. Now, as you will see, there will probably be a duplicated message that pops up that they were emitting some results. That's because a citation is duplicated over the web over and over, but what Google's going to show you first is the most important citations. And if this is your brand, your business, your industry, and this is the number one ranker on Google Maps, these are the citations that you need to build. So let me go ahead and show you that now. As you can see, I bet you if we scroll down bottom, as you can see, repeat the search with the omitted search results. Because again, these are the things, it's showing you the same thing. Name, address, phone number. We're searching for the business with the phone number. So as you can see here, let's go right down the line, and then we can start bringing up some of these businesses. All right, they're on BBB, so that's a really good citation. They're on Bright Local. They're on, under best SEO companies. That's right here. They're on Crunchbase. They're on Apollo.io. They're on Yelp. They're on bestagencies.com. Now, I'm sure that you get the picture. So let me go back up here. All you do is type all in text, colon, space. Take their business name, put it in quotes. Take their phone number, put it in quotes. Now, let's move into the next tip about optimizing your Google My Business. Now, if these are the number one rankers, let's head back over here. The name of the business is SEO Services New York. I just want to go ahead and show you something really quick. So we're going to simply search New York SEO. You have to see that SEO Services New York is the number one ranker in the map pack. So we want to see exactly what he is doing. So without going through some of the, you know, phone numbers, seeing how many posts he's doing, what kind of reviews is he getting, the very next thing that we need is what services is he using along with his SEO or his main service being internet marketing, because it's not showing you the secondary services. So in order to find the secondary services from his main category, this is how you go ahead and do that so you can optimize your Google My Business listing. Let me go ahead and show you how to do that. What I want you to do to find the secondary categories is highlight their main category. Press the right click button or left click button depending on the computer you have, and I want you to view page source. Now make sure you're doing it over their initial primary services so it will bring up the proper page source. And what we are looking for is going to be their primary service, which is internet marketing service. And this is going to show us what their secondary categories are, because they only have 13 reviews. We haven't looked at their website. They're ranking in maps, but they're not on the first page. So what are they doing to rank number one? Primary categories and secondary categories for this service business is definitely an optimization that you want to do. So let me go ahead and show you that. We're looking at the view page source code, and this will lead us to the rest of their secondary categories so we can add them to our GMB, our Google My Business, so we can optimize to also rank at the top of Google Maps. So let's just go ahead and search that. Now we're going to do Control F, and we are looking for internet. All right, so we found internet marketing. Now we're going to go ahead and just take a look here. The very first one, we see their primary category is internet marketing, their service. The next is media company. Next is marketing agency. Then they also have marketing consultant. And then they have business to business service. They've also added Manhattan. So with this knowledge of the number one ranker for New York SEO, this could work for any industry. Now we know Google wants to see what other services are related to this service that Google wants to see that they're already ranking at the top, because we've already seen this particular listing. I'm not saying I know them. This is just an example. We already know that they only have a few reviews. There's everything that they could do to rank on Google Maps, we can also do. So we have covered in this video two of the three most important things for ranking higher in Google My Business Maps. So if you have any local SEO or Google My Business questions, anything related to these tips, tactics, or tricks, if you have any other Google My Business Maps questions, GMB SEO questions, anything at all, please leave it in the comments below, and I look forward to seeing you in the next Google My Business SEO GMB Maps video. Have a wonderful day.